Well, it was great to see Imbie Park, who was a legend of the sport yesterday, produce a 14-under performance, and she won, of course, the big one, the ISPS Handa Women's Australian Open at Royal Adelaide. And joining us on the phone is Karen Lund, President of the Australian Ladies Professional Golf. Morning, Karen.
How are you?
Morning, Karen. Karen, I was just saying, great to have you on the program this morning. Great to see Imbie Park, too, one of the legends of the sport, produce that 14-under yesterday. What was your take on the last 4 days in Adelaide?
Oh, it was a great tournament. I mean, in Royal Adelaide, you've got one of the best venues in the country. It was a world-class field, and Imbie was just simply too good yesterday. It was a really tough day. It was windy. The course was playing really tough. It was really hard. Obviously, we had 4 days of really nice weather, but that dried the greens out. So it was a real war of attrition yesterday, and clearly her experience shone through. And yeah, she won pretty easily in the end.
It certainly did. I was listening to her being interviewed, I think, after round three, and she said some of her team, I think might have been a caddy for a little while, and some of her support staff are Australian, and she loves coming down here and competing.
Yeah, well, her caddy, Brad Beecher, he's actually my cousin, so it's a small world. Yeah. Brad's been caddying for Imbie, I think, for 15 years now, and he's been trying to get her to come back down. She hasn't been here for about 8 years, so... Yeah, it was a great result for him, obviously, to get that win with her in Australia at the Australian Open was pretty cool for him. And, yeah, she loves coming down here. Obviously, you know, the players have to juggle their schedules every year. It's the same with the boys. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to play everywhere you want to play because it's a really busy year. But we're really grateful that she played. And, obviously, she's a winner. And she said at the Prezos that she's going to be back next year, which is great news for everyone.
Karen, Hannah Green, I think she finished 608 shots off the pace. How do you think she's handling all the extra attention that she attracts these days?
I think she's handling it incredibly well, actually. I think that all of us were, I wouldn't say worried is the right word, but obviously she went from being, you know, a fairly anonymous player in the world of professional golf to a major winner within a couple of years, which, you know, Hannah's just such a cruisy person. She's so laid back. She's, you know, she's a great girl. So we didn't doubt that, you know, that it wouldn't go to her head, but obviously just all the media attention, the phone calls, and, yeah, she just seems to be carrying herself really well. She was disappointed last week. I spoke to her very briefly after the round, and she didn't have a Ray game last week. But, you know, one thing with Green is she's a real battler. She'll never give up and fight to the end. So, you know, while it wasn't the couple of weeks she wanted, she still played okay and certainly didn't disgrace herself.
Karen, we're seeing with a lot of other sports, cricket, rugby league, the female participation going through the roof, and notoriety of those sports being broadcast live on, you know, free to air TV and things like that. Are you seeing the same with young girls taking up golf?
I don't think we're seeing that yet, but hopefully that will be the case in the future. There's a lot of people out there putting a lot of efforts into getting young girls and boys playing golf and keeping them in the sport. But, you know, you're right and you say there's so many other sports out there for girls to play. When I was a kid growing up in the country, you could play netball, you could do athletics, swimming. But, you know, I love footy and cricket, and I had to play with the boys because there was no option. So, you know, copped a few nasty blows there for having to hit at cricket and a few rough tackles from the boys, but that's how it was back then. So it's so great, you know, to see girls being able to play all these different sports. But certainly that's the challenge, that we, in golf, we have so much more competition now for girls to go and play other sports. So, but, you know, it's we're on the bandwagon of, you know, the emphasis on women's sport here in Australia now, and it's just so great to see that, you know.
Absolutely.
We're getting our share of attention.
Karen, the next event is up there in Bonneville, just outside of Coffs Harbour. What can we expect?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be another great event there. They've got a really, really good field this year. The two LPGA events that were supposed to be held these next 2 weeks were cancelled, but unfortunately for us, all of our entries were already closed. So, you know, we didn't pick up any extra players from that. But we've got Sarah Kemp, who's obviously a big favourite in Australia and one of our leading players playing. The young Korean player that finished, I think she finished in the top 10, that actually played with Imbie yesterday, Aeon Cho, she's playing. The European number one, Esther Henselite's playing. And, you know, the bubbly Christina Kim, amongst quite a few good young American rookies, are teeing it up this week. So, you know, we've got a really good mix of international quality international players, so it should be another fantastic week at Bonneville. It's as you boys know, you were there last year. It's such a fantastic resort and a great golf course. So we're looking forward to a really good week of golf there.
It is a beautiful place to play. We actually didn't get invited up there, Karen. A few of the other took the freebie. None of us got a chance. But again, another place, Dean. I've seen him do his best work up there at Coffs Harbour.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone puts their hand up for that gig. So I get that.
Very good. Karen, we appreciate your time this morning and we look forward to that Bonneville tournament rolling around. And, of course, MB Park was outstanding yesterday. And the legends of the sport, which he really and truly is, they just find a way to win, don't they?
Oh, they do. And, you know, yesterday it was, you know, people were, a couple of girls made a bit of a charge and you thought, oh, you know, they got within a couple of shots of Envy, but she just goes into another gear when she needs to. And, you know, she's been an extraordinary player over the years and it's great to have her now on that Patricia Bridges Bowl as one of our Aussie Open champions.
All right, Feb 20 is that Jeff King Motors Australian Ladies Classic at Bonneville. We'll check in before that tournament. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.